looks like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
It's a hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Like, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
Season 2, Episode 23, The Iowa Race Report. From inside the house, because it's hot outside.
It's hot as hell outside.
Yeah, we're not going to do that yet.
It was really nice on Saturday.
We had a good day.
We did. But today, surface of the sun again.
It's gone. We can't have nice things in Indiana.
Why we cannot have nice things.
Not at all. All right. Warm up the tires. We're going to cover, some brief news, but since it's a road report, not a lot, or a race report. And then we're going to cover Iowa. And then it's time to go north.
Time to preview Toronto.
Oh, the cold north. All right. So, here's the quick catch-up on motorsport news. No one knows what's happening at McLaren, although I believe they've officially said they're not doing 2019, but I've still seen some conflicting news about that, so God only knows.
We shall see.
Force India also might not be for sale. So, really, what we know is this. Nothing.
We don't know. We don't know shit about shit.
We don't know shit about shit, which is why we don't speculate. We can guess, but I'm not saying anything official.
Yeah, no, we don't have any news yet.
Until somebody puts out an official statement. Maybe. Yeah.
Bitch, it might be.
So we'll see. And I guess we can talk about this for Iowa. It's not really the race. The track is actively in negotiations for the contract renewal.
Yes.
So we'll see.
And Iowa officials said that it was going well. They just have to cross some T's, dot some I's, and
I'm not
let the ink dry. So yeah, I think it's a good track. It's a good race.
People were there. I mean, we didn't see a lot of large crowd shots, meaning large shots of the crowd, but I mean, we watched it with 7 people, so.
Yeah. I think it's watched.
I think a lot of people watch it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think the television numbers are typically pretty decent for it.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as, you know, it's hard to compare anything to the Indy 500 because it definitely gets the most viewers, but.
Sure.
But yeah, but Iowa's exciting. I always enjoy it.
I like Iowa as a race.
Yeah. So. I definitely want to go there. It was just not happening this summer.
Not this summer.
No.
And
then RIP to Mrs. Andretti.
Yeah, that was sad.
It is, yeah. Mario Andretti's wife passed away this week.
He put out a very sweet statement about her, and I know that it must be real hard, because they had to turn around and run a race this weekend. My God.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It is, and it's very sad. And I found a great... A great interview that she had done,
mm-hmm.
and or a great quote of hers from an interview from years ago, because she really didn't like the limelight.
I understand that.
She kind of stayed back, and were a lot of wins that Mario had that she didn't see. Mm-hmm. And some of that is because she was raising kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he has always said, you know, that he definitely could not have had his racing career without her, you know, that she was holding things together at home and all that business, but she just wasn't a big, you know, she never really wanted to be in the limelight and all that business. That wasn't her game. And the end of this article had, they asked her, or they quoted, she was asked once what advice she would give to the wives of other race car drivers. Mm-hmm. And this is what she said. Don't give advice. Everyone deals with things in their own way. The last thing you want to hear is everything will be all right.
Oh, I like that.
I was like, I love that.
I love that.
Don't give advice. Everyone deals with things in their own way.
Yeah.
And when you're in the middle of some shit, that's true. The last thing you want to hear is everything's going to be okay. This too shall pass. Stop saying platitudes to me.
Please stop.
I am in the middle of shit right now.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Good for her. I like that.
I know.
I thought,
I like your moxie. A little sass, but some very good...
sage wisdom and sass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah. But yeah, apologies and condolences to the Andretti family as they continue to deal with that, because it's a hard time.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a hard time, so... Okay, on to Iowa.
So qualifications, Willie P got a pole, second pole. So of this, not his second pole ever. Don't at me about that. Calm down. I know it's not a second pole, but I mean, he's kind of on a pole streak.
He is. He really is.
The right term. But no, good for him. At the top four in quals, all broke 180, so that's good.
Yeah.
It was a fast qual.
It was. It was. Pagina was the first one to break 180.
He was.
We love Simon.
Oh, Simon.
I love Simon. But yeah, it was a fast quals, although not as fast as last year.
No.
I was looking and kind of doing some math when I was guessing my average speed, which did not work out well for me anyway. Nothing of my fantasy league worked out well for me, really, except for Simon Pagina.
And it's a tiebreaker. I don't need a tiebreaker.
No.
No, thank you.
No, sure don't. Yeah, not even close. Maybe a tiebreaker for last. That might be where my tiebreaker's coming into play this week.
There you go.
Did I have an F or an F minus?
Fingers crossed, it's just an F.
Oh. So, quals we watched yesterday on Saturday at the Brickyard.
Yeah, under the stands.
Under the stands, we were at Battle at the Brickyard.
Which is amazing and fun.
It was super fun.
Oh my gosh.
Got to see Alex and Jackson both race, so shout out, boys.
Yeah, boys, you did great, and we were so excited we got to watch you guys.
Yeah, and then we got to watch the race with them today, and with their dad, and with Tim from Pain Tour.
It was a lot of fun. At 1911 Grill, you know.
Yes, at 1911 Grill, because, of course.
That's how Indy fans roll.
In fact, they're karting right now.
Yeah, so...
We had to...
Look.
Yeah.
I guess it's still a competition. Oh, and Allie.
Oh, yes. And Allie, their engineer.
Which was amazing, too.
It is awesome. So, and she's starting her first year of college, but technically starting as a sophomore because she has so many credits because she's super duper smart. She's gone for mechanical engineering. So,
that's hell amazing. Yeah.
Love smart women.
Hey, man. That's what we're all about.
It is.
What we're all about.
It
here.
Is. So, yeah. Solid weekend all around for the Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
It was.
And we got to give Alex and Jackson a few more stickers so they could put them inside their quarter midgets.
It made me so happy. We're right up there next to Ed and Charlie.
Yes. Yeah. In good company for sure.
Definitely for sure.
So, but yeah, quals went very quickly. There wasn't really much drama. We missed the tail end of quals because we saw Carter Bowles racing carts yesterday. It was a lot of live action, and it was sorry, Indy Car Boys, I love you, but
this is right in front of me.
This is right in front of me, and I gotta watch this.
I mean, it's happening right now, in front of me.
These kids are pretty cool, so we'll check back in.
I mean, we looked at it later. It's fine. I meant to watch the replay. I did not. It makes me a bad fan, but whatever.
You know, I meant to do a lot of things.
Yeah,
but. We did do a lot of things yesterday. We had a very busy day. We didn't leave the track till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's par for the course for us.
It is par for the course for us. But, yeah, I think it's okay that we didn't watch quals.
I think so. It's a
busy weekend. We didn't rewatch. We watched most of them.
Yeah. All right.
The race. There were, like, four yellows last year and the year before.
Yeah.
And...
Two.
Just two.
Just two for Veach when he kissed the wall. And
that was short lived.
That was short lived. And then Sato and Ed. So when Sato clipped Ed when Ed was losing control.
Yes.
There's a yellow for that at the end.
Which actually is probably the reason it is the reason that Ed didn't trash that car.
Yeah, 100%.
Because him getting clipped by Sato actually corrected his course and he was able to maintain. And he definitely would have stuffed it had that not happened.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy was pushing it hard.
Yeah.
And that back end got away from him a little bit.
It snapped loose.
It did.
He said the back end snapped loose on turn two.
Yeah, it snapped loose. And yeah, actually, I mean, depending on how hard he would have stuffed it, that could have even been a red flag.
Yeah.
Because that course is so short.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So thank you, Sato.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sato, for clipping the front end. One of the only times that somebody's happy that Sato has hit them.
One might say, Domo Arigato, Mr. Sato. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But it was right there.
It really was.
Song puns are something I really enjoy.
I love puns of all kinds.
I know.
All kinds.
I do too. Let's see.
So, exciting race, though. Newgarden took the lead pretty quickly.
Pretty early. He had the lead for quite some time, and then Hinch took it because, well, spoiler alert, Hinch wins. if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the race, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's fine. I guess openwheel.com was reporting there were 955 passes this race. So if I hear one more person say that races are not exciting and there's not enough passing, you can find me at Mid-Ohio and say that to my face, and we'll see what happens. We'll just see what happens. I'm just tired of it. I've been tired of it since day one of the season.
Oh, my God. I didn't know where you were going to go with that, and I thought, officially invited to suck it.
Well,
yeah, kiss my ass.
We'll see. It depends on what mood I'm
get
in
fucked,
Ohio.
But yeah, but come and find me and say it to my face.
We'll see what happens.
Them's fighting words.
I'm tired of everybody complaining that races are not exciting, that there's not a lot of passing going on. Like, obviously, with 955 passes at this last race, two yellows, there are passes happening, and there are passes happening on non-restarts.
Yeah. Well, that's more than three passes per lap.
Yeah.
And at 180 miles an hour, you do a lap on that track in 20 seconds. So, not including the caution laps, that's an average of a pass every 6 seconds. 6.33 seconds. So,
thanks, Jake Hellinger.
You're welcome. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to stand by and watch you beat people's asses, but after Molly's done with you, if you'd like to say it to my face, too.
We'll see how that goes. But no.
I mean, I'll tell you right now. You want to talk shit about passing an IndyCar? I will punch you in the throat. I mean, I'll tell you. Here's how this story ends.
Throat punching. That's how the story ends.
No, I won't really punch you in the throat, but we will have...
Yeah.
You will feel like you've been punched in the throat.
I will pin you to a wall.
I will verbally punch you in the throat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just... Anyway.
Lots of passing. It was an exciting race.
It was.
And I had the Race Control app up, and it highlights people in purple every time they move up. And
yeah.
Yeah. And so there was one point where literally half of the screen just turned purple. It's like, the shit just happened.
What's happening? Because sometimes, especially like it's a commercial on TV, you're just like, I don't know what's happening, but everybody's purple now.
Right?
They're purple.
Things have gone on here.
Shit is a foot.
Shit is a fucking foot.
No, it was a great race. I like the short track vibe because you get so much passage, you get a lot of action.
And you can see the whole oval too.
Yeah.
We've not experienced that.
Nope.
Iowa, I really want to go to Iowa next year.
I do too. I don't know why it didn't work out this year.
Although I don't know that we're going to be able to because we're definitely going to go to Toronto next year and that's going to be the weekend after. Although that's not a bad drive. Or no, Toronto is. I'm thinking... we're not doing Iowa and Toronto.
Obviously, someone just needs to pay for us to do this.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to just give us more money, or any money for this, then we could get a flight.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to camp in Toronto.
No, you can't camp in Toronto.
No. I mean, it's in a city, so we could just plan to fly to Toronto in general.
Yeah.
That's possible.
That could be the flight instead of Portland.
Yeah, we just rent a car. Check out Niagara Falls. It's not far.
I mean, I'm sure that they have public transportation. They have public transportation in Toronto.
Of course they do, because it's Canada.
It's Canada.
They're awesome at everything.
Light rail system. Because they actually... All right, we're jumping to Toronto for 2 seconds, and we'll jump back. I guess you can sign up for, like, if you buy your Toronto tickets, you can also buy, like, a Metro Pass with it.
Really?
Yeah. How cool is that?
That is fantastic.
I saw it on Twitter the other day, and I was like, way to go, Toronto. I appreciate you.
Right?
It's very nice. We went to Toronto way too close. Quick. Let's go back to the race.
All right. So, back to the race that just happened, sir. Always looking ahead, okay? That's us. That's who we are as people.
Yeah. That's what we do. Zach.
Zach Beach got on fire again. Good God.
What? Is there, a match strike on that car?
Seriously.
Does the Firehawk see it? And it's...
Bic should be sponsoring him at this point.
The Firehawk is
or
jealous.
Or Zippo.
Like, did the son maybe think that it's one of its children out there and is like,
yeah, is it the
cool
color of the car?
Because I feel like it's always been the peach car that caught on fire.
It is. I mean, that car already looks kind of like fire.
Zach, you have to go back to the Group 1001? Group 1000?
I don't have a clue.
That, like, brown and orange copper color. You got to go back to that one, buddy.
Yeah.
The peach car's not working.
Yeah. Peachy Veachy.
Is flammable.
Yeah.
Very.
He's about to be Peach's Jubilee.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. We were trying to find some sort of way to put Zach Peach in fire. Yeah.
Peach's Jubilee.
That works. Perfect.
Now I wish I would have used a Cherry's Jubilee gif earlier instead of my Bob's Burgers, but I stand by anything.
You gotta stand by your gifs.
I stand by any gif with Louise.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, Beach caught fire, Bueller caught fire, and again, was unaware.
He's just doo-doo-doo.
It's my favorite. Same as at the 500, he just turns around and somebody else starts just petting him, and he just, at first he's like, the fuck, dude?
Like, I don't like you like that.
Yeah.
No means no.
Personal space. It is so hot today. Quit touching me. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh. Thanks, friend.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, they had to end up, like, replace part of his hose because it just, like, burnt through.
Yeah.
What is happening with that car?
It is very flammable.
I know, but...
But, yeah. But nobody else is catching fire that frequently.
Lace caught fire once, but that didn't seem like at a pit stop, though it's in the middle of the damn race.
Yeah, that was an engine thing.
Yeah.
And that was a very different fire.
It was a totally different fire.
Totally different kind of fire.
Two different types of fires.
And on that note, I'd like to make a PSA. Indiana drivers, quit putting potholes on Waze. Stop it. It's fucking July, and I'm over it. And I'm clearing out all your notifications. If you come back and you wonder why they're not there, it's me.
I'm helping you out here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate you, fam. Knock it off.
Stop.
Secondly, PSA. It's July 8th. Our independence was 4 days ago.
Oh, please stop.
We are officially out of the realm. The 7th was the last day that you are allowed to set off fireworks in the state of Indiana.
True.
So knock it off.
True.
Knock it off.
I will let you have your Independence Day and like the day or so after, but you know what? The rest of, do y'all not have to work?
Yeah. Do you people not work in the morning?
I guess not.
It scares animals. It's bad for vets with PTSD. You know those veterans that you're supposedly celebrating? You know what you could really do instead of spending hundreds of dollars on fireworks that you don't need?
No.
Is go to the VA and volunteer.
Or just donate that money to the
donate
VA.
Donate that money.
There's like 14 soldiers strong.
Yes, there's a lot of veteran groups. There's a group that specifically works with therapy dogs.
Yeah. Give
that work with veterans. Yeah. If you're more of an animal person, you get two birds with one stone. Veterans and therapy dogs. Boom. Done.
Win-win.
Yeah. There's all kinds of groups. Wounded stop. Warrior. Yeah.
Just stop.
Stop it. Now, you want to buy to stock up for next year. Now's the time. They're all 75% off. But quit setting them off in my neighborhood.
I'm done.
I have called the cops, and I will continue to. Yeah. If you wondered what asshole called the cops... Me, bitch, at 10:01, as soon as you put it off after the ordinance. Welcome to Speedway, bitch.
We don't play.
10:01. Yeah, dispatch, I'd like to report fireworks on the corner of... Yeah, it was me.
I'm not mad at you.
It was me.
Do it.
My mom pounded. She gave me a fist pound for that. I told her, I was like, oh, I called the cops. And she was, good for you.
Nice.
You don't often get a fist pound out of my mom.
You don't.
That's not her go-to move.
It's elusive.
Yeah, it's very elusive, but it was like a fist nod, bro nod from
very
fist
bro.
Pound, bro nod. Yeah, just a respect.
Okay.
Game, respect, game. So, anyhow, but back to fires. So, much like Veach doesn't want his car on fire, I don't want to hear your fireworks anymore.
I agree.
Yeah. So, Veach
retired.
He retired, which I don't believe it was due to the fire. I think it was other things. I'm not sure.
Well, the official results aren't up yet, and... A lot of people retired, and they just weren't talking about it on the radio.
No, they really weren't, and we didn't hear a lot of it, even with the broadcast, just kind of bits and pieces here and there. The first to retire was Laced.
Yeah.
And...
It was because his car was, quote, uncomfortable to drive.
Yes.
Here's the deal. First of all, let's lay it out a bit. You're paid to drive that car.
Yeah, that's...
We all have to do things we don't want to because that's what we're paid to do. Because
that's what being an adult is.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, so the AJ Foy Racing Twitter said that the number 4 car was, quote, just too uncomfortable to drive and has exited the race.
No.
I drove a car for 3 years without air conditioning.
Yeah, same here.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
Indiana. And you know what's real uncomfortable? When you're not in a car with an open top and front and driving almost 200 miles an hour and getting airflow. what's real uncomfortable is a car without air conditioning in a traffic jam. A hard top.
Yeah.
In a traffic jam. And you and I have both done it.
Yeah. When it's raining. So you can't roll the windows down.
You can't roll them down.
So you're just stuck there. Hot.
Hot.
That's uncomfortable.
Just.
And I'm not getting paid to do that.
Just feeling the swamp ass start.
I'm not a professional car driver.
No. I would have liked to retire.
Yeah.
From that. But yeah, too uncomfortable. Yeah. I'll be interested to see, I mean, what that necessarily means. I mean, was it that the course was too quick, and maybe since this is, you know, the first year in yeah, that it was a little too much for him? I don't know.
He did smack it during practice one.
Well, and so maybe that played a part in it. If, you know, if there was an injury that didn't necessarily keep him out of the race, but did come into play during the race as far as that being uncomfortable. But just the way they worded it, I just wanted to say, you know, take your skirt off.
Thank you.
You know, it's time to put on your big boy pants. Too uncomfortable. Get the fuck out of here with that weak sauce.
Right? Like, I'm sorry. This is your job. Drive your car. I'm so...
I'm real glad that they're turning it around, though. I'm so glad they're turning. I'm so...
You saw the anger build on my face. How is this turning around Foyt Racing? Apparently, it's still not working. Apparently, it's still not working because he retired. Tony was 17th. When you think, you know, 19th on, didn't finish the race.
Yeah.
So how is AJ Foyt Racing turning it around right now? I don't know what you're doing, Larry. You know what? Your rosé is bad, and you should feel bad, and you should just quit. Hire somebody else at this point. I don't know what you're doing. Are you just shitting?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
In your hand, throwing it on a piece of paper, and that's your strategy for each race?
I feel like Larry Foyt has gone full on monkey in a cage.
What is happening?
I don't know. I don't know who needs to be the one to say it. And I feel like it's probably AJ if he hasn't already. But somebody needs to, as my dad would say, jerk a knot in his chain.
Yes.
And tell him, get your shit together.
Stop fucking up this team.
And also, get out there and show some respect for yourself. Okay?
Show some respect.
Have some respect for yourself.
God.
I'm
just...
You run AJ Foyt Racing.
They should not be this bad.
No.
This team should not be this bad. Maybe if you had made consistent decisions, starting 3 years ago, we wouldn't be at this place.
Yeah, but this team has turned... I mean, and I hate to say it because I love AJ Foyt. I want to see this team do well. But it is a damn dumpster fire.
No, it is 100% a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And it's all your fault, Larry. I'm done. It's Larry's fault.
I mean...
There was nobody else to blame.
I've run codes that were more lighthearted and hopeful than this team. Than this team's prospects this year. Unsuccessful codes, okay?
But they're bringing them back next year because, well...
Well, I mean...
It's the only consistent decision they've made in 3 years.
They should. They should at least try that because...
They've been firing everybody else after 1 year.
Yeah.
So maybe this will fix it. I doubt it because that's not the problem. Your drivers aren't the problem.
No.
It's not the problem.
It's not the problem.
If you've hot switched out drivers now and you're still not doing well, maybe it's not the drivers.
Yeah, probably not the drivers.
I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Just going to leave that there.
I think that's a safe bet. And also, quit switching out your drivers because all you're doing is ruining racing careers.
Yeah.
Because you're not telling them with enough time to secure the rides, and then they do poorly with you, and they're looked at as damaged property, damaged goods, even though it's not their fault. It's the fact that you don't have your shit together because you don't have a consistency anywhere. Because you know that with this inconsistency with the drivers, mm-hmm. that there's also a lack of consistency throughout the team. And also, it was too uncomfortable. I'm going to quit. In what world?
What?
In what job? I mean, that to me... You know what? Let Molly and I take over. It doesn't have to be during a race, okay? Yeah. I'm talking 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just come in and clean.
Just for training.
Yeah.
Just for training, okay? And honestly, give us 2 weeks. We'll turn everybody on that team around.
Mm-hmm. It will not be pleasant.
I need the ability to fire somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You can give me a number of, you know, only two people, but somebody will need to be fired.
Yeah.
And publicly.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoever pushes back the hardest or smarts off first, you're fired.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm coming in
glow.
Hard.
Go. Pack your shit up and go. Bye, everybody.
I mean, that's how you do shit.
That's exactly how you do shit. I just, it boggles my mind that they're this bad.
And it pisses me off so much because I really want to like their team.
I do too.
And I love TK. And seeing him on this team, I'm like, fuck, he's screwed.
Yeah.
There's no other team that's ever going to want TK again. Because, his performance this season has been so much worse than last season. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he got worse.
No.
He didn't physically get worse.
No.
He didn't develop some sort of autoimmune disease in the last year. He didn't lose his eyesight.
No.
Develop MS.
It's
Parkinson's. Nothing.
No, it's the team. And it's, it just makes me so cranky.
Oh. But yeah, too uncomfortable.
Okay.
I guess we should move on to the other retirees.
Yeah, Gabby, what the hell happened? They took him back behind the wall too? I don't know why. I don't know why on that one.
Yeah, I don't know why either. They didn't really give us details.
No.
But
that's surprising coming out of Harding.
Yeah,
I'm very surprised by that.
Here we go. Gabby tweeted about it. Okay. So, today, because of handling problems with the car, we've decided to retire from the race. We will take home P21 from the Iowa Corn. Hard day for us. Very disappointed not to be able to race out there today and take the checker. We will find an answer to our issue and come back strong.
Okay.
So, handling problems. All right. That's valid.
And that's what Foyt Racing should not have done was use the word uncomfortable to drive.
Too uncomfortable. Yeah.
Were you having multiple issues? Say that. Was there a handling issue? Say that.
Yeah. Was there a lot of vibration?
Was there something something was wrong with the car? We didn't feel it was safe to put back out there? I'd have been like, that's a great decision.
If he was too uncomfortable because he didn't feel it was safe, that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah. But to say it's uncomfortable makes it seem like, you know, the prince didn't want to drive the carriage.
Well.
It makes it seem like.
Yeah.
I used to say, that boy's got a lot of quit in him.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron White.
100% though.
Yeah. Like, it was too uncomfortable. Grow up.
So, yeah, Lace retired. Chavez retired. Harding retired because of handling issues. And then Ryan Hunter Ray, I believe, retired.
White bread. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed your short time being picked in my fantasy league, RHR. Yeah.
It's never going to happen again.
Will never happen again. Nope.
And there was a pit stop, and we all sat there and watched it, and was like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
He went back out, and then he came in, and he was... It almost looked like he was trying to warm up his tires on pit lane, and I was like...
We were like, what is he doing? But I think he was just trying to ascertain, like, get some more data on...
What was going on, stopped it, tried to fix it, went back out, and then I think, like, two more pit stops, and they were like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, so that car retired.
God, we had four cars retire.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So we had, Lace, Chavez, RHR, and Veach.
So two Hondas and two Chevys.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
For all, probably all different reasons.
Yeah.
Well, Veach, God only knows. They might have just been like, that's four fires, bring it in. We don't know what's wrong. Three fires, okay. Four fires, nope, we're done.
Well, that's the rule.
That's the rule.
Excuse me, David. Three things go wrong, scrap the dive.
Four fires, we're out.
Yep, four is their limit. I mean, they only had three at the 500, so.
God in heaven.
Three and they were done.
Let's see. Spencer Pickett did very well.
Yeah, man, talk about that.
Spencer was driving like his job was on the line. Which it probably was. Spencer had not had a solid year. He qualified well for the 500.
I mean, yeah, he qualified well for the 500. He's done a few things here and there, but he really hasn't had a strong showing anywhere.
Yeah, and I feel like he needed this.
He did. And Ed Carpenter Racing needed this as well.
He drove very strong. Like, he went toe-to-toe with Hinch a few
times. He drove the shit out of that car.
He was going with Wickens, and then, like, there's a whole pass with Pagano and Wickens. He drove very well.
He did.
He made a lot of moves.
He did. He had to hold off Dixon.
Which is never fun.
No.
Which,
That's that panic question. Who's behind me?
If the answer is Dixon, just pull it over. I'm just I'm gonna just pull this over.
Go right ahead.
Just when you stick your hand out. Go around.
Go around.
Go around. Dixon's
trying. I'm on the shoulder.
Dixon, well, this last 20 laps, all of a sudden, he came alive.
Yeah. I mean, was Dixon sleeping the first part of the race?
He might have, because all of a sudden we looked up and we were like, shit, did he just pass five people?
Yeah. It was like Michael, you know, said something over the radio of, you know, all right, dinner's on me if you can get in the top 10.
All right.
Yeah. Let's make this happen, Captain.
I heard they do steak well here in Iowa. Well, let's go. Although I did see Emma had tweeted out there may have been some squirrels with a car.
Interesting.
So I don't think they had that car set up.
Yeah. Well, because he typically, I mean, that's not Dixon's MO, to wait
suddenly
till the end. Yeah.
I mean, unless he's just bored.
Right.
He's like, yeah, we'll make it interesting.
For me, at least.
I really want that to be the answer, though. I want to be like, you're right. I just thought, why not?
Yeah. I thought, well,
let's have some fun.
We've already earned some points. Let's see what this girl do.
I mean, I already have a championship. Now I'm just playing with them.
Right. And Dixon's only racing against Dixon.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about any of the rest of you in that race.
You should all know that by now.
Yeah. He's just trying to better himself and his own record.
Yeah. So we should talk about the ending of the race.
Yeah.
So they threw up the full course yellow for
the Sato and Ed.
Sato debacle.
Yep.
And that was about...
Well, save. The Sato save, actually.
The Sato save. Ooh, I like that. It's about six laps to go.
Yes.
I
in there.
Yeah, about six. And we ended under a yellow.
Yes.
But with six laps to go, people dove in the pits, including Newgarden and Wickens.
And we yelled. We were like, what in the actual shit is happening here?
Why are they going into the pits?
First off, six laps on that course, not long.
No.
It's very quick. Even on a yellow, it's still very quick. And...
You shouldn't have had to refuel.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing a strategy game. I mean, unless they were doing the fuel strategy.
But you're
going
to be using more gas on a green than on a yellow. So if you go to yellow, that should not be where you run out of fuel.
Yeah, it's the fuel saving at that point. Oh, they still don't have the results of them. I'm so mad because it tells you how many...
Sons of bitches.
...stops they have. Ah! Okay. I'm fine. I'm not angry about this.
It's okay.
I'm angry about this.
I know you are. It's okay. It'll be all right.
It won't be, but I'll just have to deal with it. We're gonna finish and the results are gonna pop up.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to see, were they on a three stopper and maybe they held that three stop a little too long?
Hmm.
But still, with six laps to go, why are you diving in the pits? Stay out. In case there's that final shootout, you wanna be there.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were a lot of cars that lost position on that because it did not, in fact, go back green.
Yeah.
Which I would not have expected it to. I will say, I don't think that yellow needed to be that long.
Yeah.
They were picking up one piece of the aero kit. And I get that, you know, on TV, it looks like one big piece. And there was more than that. But get out with the push broom and let's wave the green flag. Yeah. Who's got a shop vac? Let's rock and roll.
Come on now. They've got vacuum. Well, those are blowers. Just turn the blower cars in reverse.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it works. Just flip it to reverse.
Well, I mean, you could just blow it, out of the way.
Or blow it out of the way.
And we don't have to suck it up. Just get it the hell off the track.
Get the ones with the fire and melt it to the ground. Problem solved.
I think we had enough fire today.
Maybe, maybe not.
We'll see.
I was a chemistry undergrad.
But this is a controlled burn.
This is a different type of fire.
It's a controlled burn, so it's different.
No, I mean, the yellow probably lasted a little too long. But I still don't think that's excused everybody from diving in the pits.
No, I think diving in the pits was a stupid decision.
And I think...
I believe that was very apparent that Joseph Newgarden felt that was a dumb decision as well, because that cost him a podium.
Did you see him get out of that car?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. This will be a cranky plane ride home.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what.
I don't want to be in that plane. No, thank you.
Yeah, they tried to put a camera in Tim Sendrick's face, and he just turned around.
He was like, my today's sake.
I'm sure in his mind he thought, oh... I have to talk to Joseph.
I don't have to
talk to you.
And
that's going to be unpleasant, but I do not have to talk to you.
And guess who I don't have to talk to? You. That's not in my contract. Right. I'm not a driver.
Go talk to RP. This conversation is above my pay grade.
Ooh, you know who I bet? Oh, and Wickens and his strategist. This probably is not helpful for their relationship.
No. Nope.
Oh, boy.
Because they don't... They're not...
They were getting better.
They were getting better, but yeah. Well, Joseph Newgarden, I'll tell you what. You could see the vein on his neck and his forehead bulging.
The mom vein came out.
My older brother has that vein.
I mean, everybody has that, but when that one and the neck come out, that's the angry mom vein.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his blood pressure was easily 190 over 110.
We all saw that on the TV. We were like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We could not hear, but we could see.
Yes.
Probably for the best we could not hear.
Probably. But yeah, he was feisty, as he should have been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wiccans lost spots.
Yeah.
So the fun thing about it is that our podium was all drivers that had not podiumed yet this year.
It's very exciting. It was Hinch, Piggott, and Sato.
Yeah.
Gage. Ames,
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. Oh my it's God. Been a long time coming. And his car.
It was fast.
I mean, they just had it dialed in this weekend.
Yeah, and it wasn't a like, oh, he got it because of a yellow. No, he deserved that win.
Oh, he totally did.
He totally deserved that win.
And anybody who wants to talk shit about that, like, oh, well, they left it yellow. Well, you know what? It's about time a race control call goes Hinch's direction. I'll say that for him.
You're welcome.
Yeah, maybe they're just tired of hearing us.
Maybe they're our bitching. It didn't, but I like to think that it did.
I like to think that it did.
Yeah.
I mean, and us pointing out that they seem to pick on Hinch.
Oh, 100%. So. Maybe they're like, all right, just this once.
They're like, ugh, these bitches again. So, Hinch, if you want to get us a beer sometime, it's cool.
We're you're welcome. Drinking anything.
You're welcome.
We're not picky.
Like we had anything to do with that. Oh, he ran a great race.
No, it was a fantastic race. And
well, the thing is, his qualifying, what, he started 12th, I think?
Around there.
Yes. 11th. Yeah, 11th or 12th.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like he didn't do that stellar in qualifying, but just laid it down today.
He was like, today's the day. And it was.
Hey, guys, in case you forgot, I'm awesome.
I actually can drive. Watch.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Somebody hold a Timbits.
Yep. Today's the day that I remind everybody that James Hinchcliffe is not only super likable, he's a badass.
Yeah, I can drive. Which, he was pulling off moves.
Hell yeah, he was.
He's pulling off moves.
Have you seen anybody else take a lead away from Joseph Newgarden this year?
No, I have not.
No. Once he gets the lead, he pretty much holds on to it. And Hinch said, sit back, children. Sit back, child.
Hinch is home.
Yeah.
I'm home. Well, not really, because it's Iowa, but close enough.
Yeah.
He's won at Iowa, so I guess
he has. He has.
So I was very excited.
Oh, so excited.
I'm not excited about how we did.
Oh, God. So I picked Newgarden for first.
Nope.
That was a bust. Yep, that was a bust.
Call that a bust.
RHR for top five.
Nope.
Pagano, top 10.
Oh, that's Pagano point.
Got my Pagano point. And I had Piggott for first out. So maybe the key there is that if I say bad things about ECR, then they do good.
You know, I actually once picked Scott Dixon for first out, and he won. I did that last year for Road America, because I thought, oh, he'll be tired after Le Mans. And then he said, no.
No. No. He was like, in fact.
I will not be list.
Nope, I will not.
Let's see. I picked Rossi, and I'm going to have some stern words with him.
Cause yeah.
This is not the season that I expected him to have. And in fact, I expected more from you.
Seriously. And he was doing really well.
I don't know what happened. I picked Carpenter for top five. Nope. I mean, he top 10, so I'm not unhappy.
Sure.
I picked Newgarden for top 10, so I got a point there.
Nice.
I got the elusive first out point.
You did. You picked Lace.
I picked Lace. And I remember looking up and going, Lace is out! And just leaping up from the table.
Yeah, and you're like, I got my first out point.
I got my first out point because it's elusive.
It is elusive.
You got one last year. Last race?
Yeah. I do pretty well on the first out.
You do very well on them.
Yeah, I would say that
you speak it into existence.
I do. I'm usually pretty good with putting it out there. But Spencer Piggott was having no part of that this week.
He said, I don't think so. No. All right. Last thought on Iowa?
It was an exciting race.
Yeah.
I mean, like everybody, I am going to say, obviously, everybody prefers to see it end on a green.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hinch earned that spot.
I agree.
And that's where he was when it went yellow. And so he earned that win. And I don't care what people want to say about it. He absolutely did.
Fight us.
Fuck you, fight me.
Fuck you, okay? Fight me.
He's our favorite Canadian bird, and yeah, it was a good race.
It was a good race.
Good race.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
A lot of upsets in there, a lot of unexpected outcomes.
Yeah, that's why I love it.
It was, and I almost think that I'm so glad that it's going to stay on the schedule because it's so different than other tracks that you almost can never really predict what's going to happen.
You can just kind of guess and go, maybe this is going to happen.
But some of it's kind of a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
And you know I love randomness.
I know.
Yeah, so, yeah, big fan.
I agree.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm right there with you. I know everybody wants to see it end on a yellow, or a green, God. On a green, but sometimes that's the way the chip falls, but we had an exciting race up until that point, and I think if you're going to extend it, then why?
We're not NASCAR.
Why are we going through the trouble of...
And then you lose, I mean, because then there's fuel strategy issues, because some people aren't going to make it an extra three laps. That's
are you
not...
going to make it three laps? Are you going to make it five laps? Are you going to make it two? Like, what are you going to decide? Is it going to be the same extra laps for each race?
Or is everybody going to get to add more fuel, or is that going to be an... No.
No. It's 85 laps, it's 300 laps, it's however many, and that's it. And if we end on a yellow, unfortunately, we end on a yellow. It's not the greatest way to end a race, but it's not like the whole race was yellow.
Yeah, it's not like... We had two cautions, that was it. And it does not negate the fact that Hinch drove the shit out of his car.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, yeah. So, he earned that first place.
Absolutely he did.
Regardless of what color flag it ended on, he 100% earned that and deserved it.
He did. So, well, speaking of Hinch.
Mm.
Not going to Canada, but the series is going to Canada.
The series sure is, right after a Canadian won.
See? Just carrying the momentum through.
Yep. And you know what, really? What Hinch really did is he won this for the series because the marketing just writes itself.
Right? Like,
the promoting of Toronto is now going to be so much better.
Oh my God.
Canadian James Hinchcliffe won the last race. Is he going to win it at home? I mean,
who's going to win? Will it be the Canadian that just won in Iowa, or his Canadian teammate, or I think there's a third Canadian. Maybe he will win. We're not sure.
He seems like an American.
Is he Canadian? He's Canadian. No. What's his name again? Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
But it writes itself. It's amazing.
It does.
So Toronto, Honda Indy Toronto, hashtag Honda T-O.
Honda Toe.
Honda Toe. Honda Toe. Which is what happens when I hook. No. My Honda does not tow.
I had BMW tow once, and that was where I accidentally kicked my wheel, my tire. I was trying to get, I slipped and I kicked my tire, and that was the first time I lost that toenail.
Happens.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It hurt like hell, and I looked down and I'm like, that's a lot of blood. That nail's definitely coming off.
That's a lot of blood. Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what, though. Well, this is super gross, but I get a sick enjoyment out of it because it doesn't come off right away.
No.
And it really, it hurts the first day. The second day, it's tender. But then after that, the nail bed itself has already started to heal. It's just the nail is detaching. And so it comes out from the root. And so the, like, working it out, where then you pull it out, it's longer than what you could see. I really am into that.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. There's a lot of things. And I'm just gonna let that lie.
I mean, I know that you've lost toenails. Do you not enjoy that?
I don't talk about it publicly.
Okay. Fair.
I have many questions. Speaking of having questions.
Yes. We have finally.
I did not plan that.
That was awesome, though. So we have hit 1,000 Twitter followers. So we're going to do a special live episode. Send in your questions, and they can be anything. Seriously. We heard today that we've got some questions coming. Somebody's going to do a couple of fuck, marry, kill with IndyCar drivers.
All about that?
We welcome that. That's going to be hilarious. Questions about us. It could be would you rather. I mean, anything. Get creative.
Have fun
with it. Literally, we will answer all of them.
I mean, we're literally going to drink and go on Facebook and do this for you all.
And do a live video of us answering anything that you want to know.
Yes.
So... tell your friends and family. Yeah. I mean, it'll be an entertaining episode. So you'll want to be part of it, because if you do it, if you don't send any questions, then you watch the episode, you're going to laugh your ass off, and then you're going to be disappointed you didn't do it.
I should have done questions. And you can send them in anonymously.
Totally. We can give your name, or we can not, whatever you want.
And you can send them to us via our Twitter,
which is @FastCars317.
You can also send them via our Instagram,
which is @FastCarsFastGirls.
Or you can Facebook message.
Facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls.
I think we even have a way on our website to send in a contact form.
We sure do. FastCarsFastGirls.com/contact.
Ooh. Or I think it's also on our menu. If you go to.
Yeah, if you go to the menu. Just FastCarsFastGirls.com. Go to the menu. Contact us. And I think the options right now are I want to be on your show or different things. I don't believe ask a question is on there.
Yeah. Or it might just be miscellaneous and just write your question on in there.
And then you can just send it that way. So
I mean, it just comes to us in an email. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So those burning questions, those things you want to know. And there will be special notoriety given for the question that makes us laugh the hardest or makes us turn the reddest when we read it.
Oh my gosh.
So there will be honorable mentions
of
really excellent questions. So bring your A game.
I mean, just have fun with it, people.
Yeah.
We got a race next weekend, and then we don't have a race, so...
Got some downtime.
We gotta do some shit.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to push this out before Mid-Ohio.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely. And while you're on our website, by the way, you can actually click on a button that says subscribe, and it'll take you to a fun page where you can subscribe to your little heart's content on... every platform available at the time of this recording.
Yes.
And maybe review.
Definitely review.
I mean, it'd be helpful.
And then have your friends and family do the same.
Yeah, take their phone. I do it all the time. It's fine.
Just did it last week.
Yeah.
And wrote a nice review for us, too.
It's okay.
Vodka was involved.
Yeah. It happens.
Typically, I just subscribe people, but I was like, well, I'm here, and this phone's unlocked. Let me just go ahead and write a quick review.
You like this, don't you? Yep. All right, I'm saying that.
Google doesn't give you the option, like the Google Play Store. There's not a review place. There's not a place to review, because I tried to do... I'm a repeat offender. I did try to do that 2 weeks ago on a Google phone and was not able to.
Yeah, I know. iTunes has reviews. I don't know if other platforms do or not.
You know, I don't know either, but I do know iTunes.
So, subscribe, rate, review, and share us with everybody you know. Like herpes.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
So are we.
Herpes is forever.
So are we.
So are we. We're timeless, bitch.
We'll never stop this.
We'll never go dormant. That's the difference between us and herpes. We never go dormant.
You think, I can wait them out. You thought wrong.
Thought wrong.
Well, it'll be us, the cockroaches, and Cher. It'll be a fun podcast.
Oh.
All right, back to Toronto.
Back to Toronto. So it is a street course. It is on the streets of Toronto. The tight 11 turn, 1.786 mile exhibition place street circuit.
85 laps, 151.81 miles. And fun fact, Michael Andretti has the most wins on this.
Really? That's awesome.
7.
Good for him.
It's apparently also the second longest street course after Long Beach, which, why do they say things like this? I don't know why. You have your longest, and that's it. Second longest is the first loser.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Back in 2016, Scott Dixon had the pole. Will Power was first. Elio Castroneves was second, and the Canadian James Hinchcliffe was third. Interesting... this was one they actually had to go to a full course yellow because on turn 5, the concrete started coming up.
Oh, yeah, that was a shit show.
Yeah, the concrete started just, come on up. It's just that moment, you know.
It's always Hinch that's involved when concrete is coming up on tracks.
Actually, it was Joseph Newgarden later hit that same area, spun, and bit that wall. And that was after he had that horrible Texas crash.
Oh, yeah.
It was not good. I mean, he was fine, but it was not good.
Yeah, no.
So.
No, definitely not.
2017.
Pole was Simon Pagenaud. And Joey New came in first, decided he did not like how 2016 turned out, no, and he won. We were watching that in Hawaii.
Yes.
Hawaii. Alexander Rossi came in second, and James Hinchcliffe came in third.
And also, so both in 16 and 17, like, the winners had, like, that. Remember when Newgarden was in the, he crossed the pit lane line right before the full course yellow came out? Will Power did something very similar in 2016.
Interesting.
I found that kind of, like, it's weird. It's a weird statistic.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite the coincidence, because there's no way that you could plan that.
No.
But that is...
It's just a weird coincidence.
That is a very weird coincidence.
It's a weird coincidence.
I mean, I get it. They have an edge, because they're already in the pits.
Yeah, they were already in the pits. They had already pitted everybody else. So they obviously, at that point, you get that lead on a street or a road course. Getting that lead gets you out in that cleaner air, and it's not the oval. So, but yeah, I found that very interesting.
Well, and when you get in there just before the yellow, you get your pit stop. Everybody else has to slow down. Even if you're behind, you get to just catch right up. So you don't have to fight traffic. Yeah, so it definitely gives you an advantage. It's just, it's interesting that 2 years in a row, two Penske drivers, and they both won.
Yeah. And it's just one of those, like, weird, like, the whole Kennedy...
Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln, and Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy.
Yeah, like, no over... I mean, unless you want to be, like, a weird conspiracy theorist, but, like, no real overlap, but just something weird.
Yeah, just a interesting coincidence. Fun fact.
Yes.
Hashtag fun fact. Oh my gosh. Did you hear this when I was playing tic-tac-toe with Jackson earlier? So he was drawing it. He was drawing the tic-tac-toe board, and then he left off one of the lines. And I said, because I was born in 84.
Yeah.
I said, no, it's two both ways. I said, like a pound sign on your phone. And he says, that's a hashtag.
Oh, and you cried.
And as the words pound sign was coming out of my mouth, I thought to myself, this child doesn't know what that is.
You thought, don't forget to put your night cream on. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you know what a pound sign is, make sure to wash your face before bed, okay?
Just thought about that.
We're too old to be playing games with skincare.
Yep.
Oh, that's a hashtag. I was like, you're real cute, but you're about to get smacked, little boy. No, not really. Not really. Oh my gosh, no. He was so sweet. It just, I was like,
Yep.
That moment
you're like, no, I'm old.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there was,
Yep.
And it's like you see, when you feel how old somebody sees you as, you're like, oh no. I'm not as young and cool as I think. Whenever that happens, my nieces and nephews, I'll say something, and then it's like I see their opinion of me change in their eyes. I watch it happen.
You watch it happen. Oh yeah.
Then I think I'm still cooler than their parents. So.
Well, still got that.
You know what? I might not be the coolest, but I'm beating somebody. So.
I'm not the least cool here.
Yeah, but anyhow, hashtag fun fact. So that is a fun fact.
Also, do you remember this is the one where? Because we watched it together. That's why I'm saying. Do you remember? Will and Scott got tangled up in that first lap. Will went to pit lane, his car died, and he never came back.
Oh, yeah.
That was sad.
It was sad. That was one of the deciding races when we realized that you can't pick Will Power.
I believe that probably was
the I think that was the final.
Where I, because everybody was up in the family, even though we were like 80 hours behind, that my father was like, you have to stop picking Will. It's a curse. And I was like, I have to stop picking him. It's a curse.
Yeah.
And I've never picked him since. I think I might have picked him one more time. I'm like, I need one more data point. And I was like, never again.
Yeah, I think you did it one more time, and it was...
After we spoke it, we're like, let's check.
And nah.
Nope.
It screwed you.
It did.
Well, it screwed him.
Yeah, so...
So, it's not you love Will, anymore. But you can't pick him.
I can't pick him for anything.
You haven't picked him this year, and look at the season he's having.
Yeah, you're welcome. Did I want to pick him for the 500? Yes. Did I? No. You're welcome. All I'm saying.
So, speaking of picks.
So, yeah, the 2018 race, you know, I really hope Hinch wins.
Oh my god, I hope Hinch wins. I hope he pulls a back-to-back.
I'm just like, stuff we're going to be watching for. I think he needs it. I would not be upset with a Wickens win. Wickens win?
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I mean, if this is his first win ever and it's on the streets of Toronto, like, first of all, that's a story. They're writing 14,000 articles, so.
You know what?
Are you speaking? Oh.
Yep.
She's changing something.
I'm changing my picks.
Also, I'll continue to blather on. I wonder if there's going to be another full course yellow magic. Maybe there's some sort of weird Canadian magic.
Because
if that happens 3 years in a row, well, something's haunted.
Yes.
But in a good way.
But in a good way.
What's a good haunting?
Because
it's not a possession, because that's bad.
No. That's typically bad. A presence.
Okay. A benevolent presence.
Yes.
All right.
Somebody's been watching some shit on cable television, some ghost hunter shit. There's a benevolent presence in this home.
It's okay. I've been watching a lot of Queer Eye.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you have.
And The Office, so neither of that has come up.
We both have been rewatching The Office, and
oh, boy.
It never disappoints.
Speaking of The Office, dear Schmidt Peterson Motorsports, we're going to Canada, Toronto. I want another fun little video.
Yes. Same.
I also want a Penske game video.
There's one coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a preview. There's one coming in the next week.
Okay. Dear Schmidt Peterson Motorsport, I demand a video.
They were filming. It's foosball.
The foosball one is already come and gone.
Okay, then there was another one.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm dumb when I flip my schedules.
I know.
And my brain just goes to...
Congratulations on never having to flip your schedule again.
Yes!
Let me go ahead and throw that out here, too.
Thank you. I start a new job on the 16th.
It's going to be good.
I'm excited. I'm on day shift.
Look at you.
Oof.
It's going to be a whole new world.
It's going to be great to not feel tired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I just woke up.
I mean, I just feel tired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm up at 5.
Well, yeah, no, I'm fine with feeling tired at 4 in the afternoon.
But for a real reason.
But yeah, because I've been up all day and being a productive member of society.
Anyway.
So yeah, I hope that there's no track issues. Concrete coming up.
It seemed to be okay last year, so maybe they learned their lesson.
I mean, but it was a hard winter, so...
Who knows?
Our roads seemed to be okay last year, and they're clearly not this year, so...
They are not okay.
They are not, in fact, okay.
Okay. So
we shall see.
Our picks. Who do you have?
So, I would love to see Hinch win.
I understand this.
I'm picking Joseph Newgarden for my first, though. Because I know he is salty as shit about how Iowa turned out. It's going to be an unpleasant strategy meeting.
Oh, yeah.
It
should happen today, but I would not be surprised if they were like, not today. We are not debriefing today.
Well, I mean, and Pagano got screwed, too.
Yeah. Because
he went from 6 to 8. I mean, just people losing spots left and right. And there's just, yeah. Again, I would love to know why they did that.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
One day we will know these answers. So anyhow. So I think he's salty. He won last year. And he's a solid driver, so I think he's gonna try and win it again, especially since he didn't podium this week.
Yeah.
So I think he's gonna have a win at a Wreck-It mentality. So I'm saying Newgarden for first.
Oh, okay.
Top 5, Hinch. Solid.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he's podiumed the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'd love to see another battle for first between Newgarden and Hinch.
Yeah, I think so.
In fact, if it was a repeat of this week where it's like, oh, bye, Joseph, I'd be fine with that, too. And I love Newgarden, but yeah. I love Hinch, too. And yeah. So Hinch top 5. I think he'll do better than fifth. But
yeah, I agree.
And then my top 10, I did switch out, and I changed to Wickens.
Oh, look at you.
I'm picking a lot of Canadians this week.
You're missing a Canadian, but okay.
Well, I am, and I'm missing missing Zachary Clamondemillo.
Yeah.
Who I do really enjoy. But he just seems like an emo American. He doesn't seem like a Canadian.
He does, though.
He does, though. I really like the kid.
I like the kid, no, but yeah.
I don't want to tell you what, when we talked to him on Media Day, you know, I said, what's something about you that most people don't know? That's our favorite question. And he had an awesome answer, and he said, I don't know if there is anything. He's like, I'm pretty much an open book. I kind of put everything out there. I'm like, no, like, hidden, you know, talents or passions. And he was like, no, literally, anything that there is to know about me, people know.
Well, judging by his recent Instagram, yeah. he puts a lot out there.
He does.
On the old internet.
But, you know, I mean, good for him. I mean, that's somebody who is secure in who they are, who's confident in who they are as a person. I mean, that to me, like, I'm a confident person, and so I always say I have no screen door.
I don't believe he has a door.
No, I think he's just got he's got an entryway with a welcome sign.
And that's it.
And I like it. I dig that. Well, so that's the Canadian part about him.
There you go. He's very polite and open.
He is. And he is very polite. He's very nice. He really is. So, but yeah, I just enjoyed it. I was like, good for you. Like,
all right.
No regrets.
Live your life.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I didn't pick him because I don't think he's going to be in the top 10. And I don't want to put any evil on him for first out. I don't want to put that on. Now, I'm not putting evil on this driver. But I'm not going to be surprised if RHR is the first out this week. It's a little bit of spite in that pick.
I feel like you're putting a little evil there.
Just a little bit of spite.
Just a little evil?
No evil. I don't want him to crash out, but I am concerned with the engine issues. With the car handling issues, because they retired today, and he had issues with the GP, and he had a fuel injector issue there. And I know that there's been fuel injector issues with Hondas in the past, and this car just isn't right.
Yeah.
So, because he got a new engine before the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. So the fuel injector issues at the Grand Prix, that was a different engine.
Yes.
And so I don't know if he is about to need a new engine, if we've hit the 10,000 miles. If this is like the last race on that engine, and maybe the next one's going to be better, and in that case, I'm going to feel bad about that. But if it's the same engine, I'm going RHR for first out.
Okay.
Well, whether it is or it isn't, this is the pick. There's not a caveat on that.
But. Nope. You made that pick. Okay.
All right. Who you get?
So I have Rossi for first, I think.
Bold move.
I know. He got second last year. So this was sort of leaning towards that upswing last year. And I really don't want to throw this away, and if I don't at least get a podium point, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to have Stern talking to about our expectations for the rest of this year. Yeah.
Don't make Molly sit you down at Pocono, Rossi.
I will do the lawyer voice. Nobody wants that. Least of all me. Okay? I stopped litigating for a reason. So I have him for first. I also have Hitch for top five, but I'm with you. I think we're going to see a podium out of him.
Oh, easily, yeah.
I picked Ed Jones for top 10.
Good luck with that. He fucked me over today.
Well, he did very well in the 2017 race, despite having some shit tires, so...
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of like, all right, let's see. Let's try and reach...
And he seems to do better on the road versus street. He does better on the street courses.
Yeah, which is interesting.
It is interesting.
So we'll see.
So, but yeah. I like Ed Jones.
He's fine as a driver.
He's always a solid sleeper. He's got skill.
He's got that sleep.
Yeah. And he's not ever super expensive. And every now and then he comes out of there and wins at her podiums. And you're like, all right, Ed.
You're like, okay, let's do this. And surprisingly, I'm actually going to pick another Canadian for first out.
Oh.
Not Wiggins.
ZCD?
I'm picking ZCD. Here's the thing. I
hateful.
Well, he's kind of got that when he's... He always drives like he has something to prove. True. I think, let's be real, people forget he's a Canadian, so he's got like extra proof. He's like, I'm gonna win it, and then he's gonna drive over his head, which is a phrase that we heard this weekend that I love.
Yes.
And I think he's gonna incidentally do something, and have to be out.
I think that's not a bad guess.
I mean, I don't want it to happen, but I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, kind of something to prove of, hey, I'm a Canadian too.
Hey guys, I'm also a Canadian.
Well, yeah, and it's also hard because, Hinch and Wickens are on the same team. And so, a lot of their promotion about Canadian stuff is...
Team Canada.
Team Canada, SPM, it's all together. It's not like they're on two different teams and everybody's just forgetting about ZCD, but he's not on a team with any of their Canadians, so... He is getting left out a little bit.
He's a little FOMO.
I get it, man. I hate being left out. It sucks. You can hang out with us.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, the drinking game.
Ah, the drinking game.
Which, thank you for everybody who threw in suggestions for Iowa.
We did not ask for this game because it was a tight turnaround for some reason.
It is a tight turnaround.
Way too tight. We'll probably ask for Mid-Ohio.
Yes, we definitely will.
Yeah.
But we appreciate all the suggestions. Well, and honestly, we'll throw it up there, and if you want to add in extras...
Do it.
Please. And comment on it. Because we're always down to add in some bonus rounds.
We might add a mixture.
Yeah, absolutely.
because this podcast will never die.
We will never go dormant.
We've re-upped for another year. Like, we're here.
Hey, I renewed the website. Mm-hmm. I renewed our email addresses.
I renewed the host. Let's go.
Yeah.
We're never leaving.
Yeah. I mean, see, we've got better contracts than White Racers. Okay. Right. Drinking game. Anytime they mention that this is a hometown race for James or Robert or ZCD. Mm-hmm. Two drinks they mention ZCD by himself, or if they mention Hinch and Wickens, but not ZCD.
So it's kind of like a, you take two if he's by himself, or if they just forget him, take two.
Yeah, they talk about the Canadians and they say, yeah, Hinch and Wickens, and they don't mention Clement DeMello, that's a drink.
Two drinks.
Or two drinks, yeah. And then, yeah, if they only mention him, but not Hinch and Wickens.
Also two drinks.
Which I
think it's going to be the...
I don't believe that's going to happen very many times.
No.
Unless, of course, he stuffs it in the wall.
Well, that's true. If Paul Tracy talks way too long about how much a win here means for Canadians, and if he starts to really talk about how much it means for him in particular when he won, you can go ahead and finish the drink.
Because you're going to need it to listen to Paul Tracy.
Talk about how much a win here means to him. We get it, Paul. You
raised Calm down. Before. You're not Al, and this isn't Indy. Let it die.
Just let it die.
Yeah. Tight or cavernous, if those words are used.
Take a drink.
And two drinks if they use both words for the same section of the track.
Because, well, that's always a weird pairing of words, but they like to use that for this track.
They do.
And I was like,
and the cavernous. Keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I was like, no, don't use those words together, guys. No.
That's not.
Does not.
They don't
very
go.
Very English majored NBC Sports that can hop up to the booth real quick.
Get out of here. They're all communication majors, and you know that.
Useless communication degrees.
I mean, no offense to anybody who has one, but they really are.
But...
Look at us! Look at us being successful, and I have a science degree.
I'd like more chips, please. I'm a communications major. Stop listening to us. But it's true. Okay, if they discuss how pit lane is wonky because it's that weird serpentine layout where there's like three turns in pit lane and nobody can see anybody.
That's right. There's so much, like, blind spots.
There's so many blind curves in your
pit lane. You know what? My first out is pit lane.
I'm calling an audible.
That's, yeah, I am. Yeah, I remember that last year that...
Oh, they talked about it nonstop, and they changed it in 2016. So it had already happened in 16, but 17 they talked about it forever. So they're going to talk about it again.
They are.
Two drinks if somebody bites it on pit lane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to add that. Two drinks if somebody bites it. Wow, people are going to get shit-faced. We have way too many two-drink options here.
Yeah. All right, guys, play this game with beer.
Yeah.
Don't play this with your mixed drinks.
Please don't.
And then tire degradation.
Yeah, they talk about tire degradation.
You know what? Tire degradation should just be a standard drink for every race.
That's true, but with the mixed... surfaces for
race, yes,
for street courses, they always talk about it. Like, they have to learn how to manage their tires because there's so many different platforms and they might get tire degradation.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what I thoroughly enjoy, though, is that they have begun regularly interviewing Kara Adams.
They do every race she gets interviewed.
And I love it.
Oh, I absolutely adore it.
Love it. Yeah, because they did a slightly different compound at Iowa this weekend.
Yes, and she was talking all about it.
She was, and it worked out very well.
It did.
Yes.
Tire degradation issues.
We did not. So, tire degradation.
Tire degradation.
Yeah, that's going to be like blue flag to me. Like, every time I hear tire degradation.
I think, I thought about doing this before the season started, and I won't. And I'll probably do it before next season, like a season-long game.
Oh, yes.
Like, tire degradation, putting on a clinic.
God, I'm so tired. I know that we tweeted that, but we tweeted it kind of tongue-in-cheek because it drives us insane. They say that every fucking week. So-and-so's putting on a clinic. Nobody's putting on a clinic!
No clinic involved! I mean, we said that about Hinge, and he was definitely driving like a bat out of hell, and it was an amazing thing to watch.
And I will say, you could make an argument that he did put on a clinic because nobody else has taken a lead away from Joseph Newgarden in a long time.
A clinic about how to take a lead away.
Yeah.
Taking a lead away by a Hinch.
Yes.
I would
attend any clinic that Hinch put on.
I would show up for that. Well, I showed up for all my classes. Why am I pretending like I did not skip class?
I skipped a lot.
You would show up for them then. I mean, I would be there regardless.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to show up on an exam day.
I have to take the lead away. All right, I think we have to white flag.
Yeah, I think we do have to white flag.
What do you have?
Well, we've had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ajax, Team Ajax. it was so much fun to hang out with you guys this weekend.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And to see two of our favorite pain tour guys.
Yeah,
They are. I know. We love them all. Well, and then to just get giddy about Pocono and upcoming races. So it was just a lot of excitement packed in the whole weekend.
I know.
And I'm done working evening/night shift. And I'm excited about life right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So what about you?
I have a dental appointment. Don't know.
Well, I say, yeah, we both have dental appointments tomorrow.
Sorry, I wanted to just be that person. I'm like, I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. Thanks, Debbie Downer.
Right.
I like Toronto. I like Toronto's race. And then we have a week off. And then we have Mid-Ohio.
Ugh. I love Mid-Ohio.
I know. We have so much to do before Mid-Ohio, though.
It's all right.
I know.
I've got a week off. So
you also have to catch up on schedule flipping.
Well, I should be good by tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll give you my list later.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. Yep, Monday afternoon, feel free to send the list.
So I'm excited to see Toronto. We will not be there. We'll be on a lake. We'll be on a boat.
We will. Boat to nose.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Then Mid-Ohio, and then unfortunately a break.
Yeah.
But then...
The busiest month of the year for us now.
And happy birthday to me. No.
Yes.
My white flag is just... The season's really kicking in. I just keep getting more and more excited every time.
I know.
Like, I'm just... Every race, I'm like, I couldn't be any more excited. And then I'm like, guess what? I'm more excited.
Spoiler alert. I got more excited.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. That's it.
It's been a great season so far. It's just... Yeah. And the championship is tight.
Oh, my God. Let's see if they posted the results. What do you think? Do you think they posted the results? And they finally posted the results.
Those sons of bitches.
I hate you. I don't hate you, IndyCar. I'm just cranky. It's fine. Oh, there they are.
Okay.
You please stop hiding the link from me.
Yeah, why don't you make your own link? Why is it always in an article that then I have to find?
Ryan Hunter Ray had 6 pit stops.
Well, he did keep trying to fix things.
Oh, Zach was running. Okay.
Oh, so Veach did not retire?
Veach did not retire. He was just way down. He was 21 laps down.
Okay.
Gabby for handling. Lace for mechanical. RHR for mechanical. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Okay, so mechanical for laced, yeah, that makes it feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So it was too uncomfortable, so they felt uncomfortable with how the car was handling, not that he just,
Travis was handling.
No, well, okay, not that, but yeah, with something mechanical, that's what they were uncomfortable with, not just like he was Princess and the Pea.
I don't believe that there is a reason uncomfortable. I bet they have to pick.
Quitter.
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 I quit.
That boy's got a lot of quit in him.
Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And lap 149 saw a penalty for ZCD.
Improper pit entry.
I think we saw that. Tail end of that. It was in the... There was a lot going on.
Okay. Oh, that was probably right around... I don't know. Who knows? Anyway. Yeah. All right. We better end and we'll sit here and stare at this forever.
Yeah, we sure will. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
For our ramblings.
Yes, for our ramblings as we go through things. And don't forget to send in some questions.
Darn it.
All right, have a great week.